tuning to us here on Irirangi Wā. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Well, we were talking about the giant open letter of support from health providers around the Motu in support of Minister Verrill's Smoke-Free 2025 Action Plan. And you were explaining to us why this particular plan, because there have been a few, let's be honest, why this one is a game changer.
Well, hopefully, you know, assuming that it goes through in a similar fashion to the draft that we saw, it's a huge game changer because all the plans that we've had to date have, you know, have had an impact, but it's been a small impact. And what it means is our smoking rates remain pretty high, and for Māori, really, really high. So Māori smoking is around 31% at the moment, compared to Europeans, which is about around 12%. And, you know, this to us represents thousands upon thousands of deaths every year, and it's time to do something to make a difference. And so the plan contains measures that will get us to smoke-free 2025. We'll get rid of smoking down to less than 5%, which is what we're aiming for. And, you know, most importantly, it'll close the gaps in smoking between Māori and non-Māori Pacific and non-Pacific.
Well, you know, one of the biggest issues we know that contributes to smoking, contributes to our consumption of alcohol, consumption of drugs, let's be honest, is poverty. So does this action plan, does it address poverty amongst our whānau?
Well, I think you're right. Poverty is often a common factor. But I think with smoking, it actually contributes to poverty as well, because if you're addicted to smoking, it costs you heaps every year. We want to make sure, or you know, the Health Coalition Aotearoa wants to make sure that people this doesn't harm smokers. So making sure that, you know, one of the key measures is that smokers are supported to quit and so help them to get off the smoking. So I guess one of our views would be that it would help alleviate poverty, because it means there's less money being spent on cigarettes, which are, you know, around $30 a pack these days.
You know, to be completely honest here, you know, that is one of those old chestnuts, you know. Oh, if you didn't buy cigarettes, then you would have more money. I mean, and that it costs you $30, so you can't buy that loaf of bread. Well, actually, you know, you are penalising an already impoverished whānau, and to throw that chestnut at them is disingenuous. Do you not think?
Well, I think so. I mean, I hear what you're saying. It's like, especially with the high cost, tax does hit people on lower incomes more. But I think from our corner of health, we can't address the bigger issues around poverty, but we can try and come up with measures that mean that poverty doesn't come into the equation so much. So what we know is all the measures to date haven't done as well for people who aren't quite so well off. So that, you know, if anything, tobacco control interventions and, you know, like the, you know, smoke-free settings and all those sorts of things have benefited those who are more well off, and these sorts of measures that are in the plan now are much, much, much more likely to have an impact for everybody.
That is quite correct, that many of the programs and initiatives that have been in place, that are in place and have been in place, don't seem to be resonating particularly with our wahine Māori. Things like, you know, vaping, as an example. There is some kōrero and whakaaro that actually it's hooking our rangatahi now, vaping. So I haven't jumped from smoking to vaping, but it's part and parcel of that whole what has been put in place. Is it really attacking the issue or just creating new problems?
With the smoke-free plan as it stated, I think it'll address a huge problem for us. So I don't think it'll create problems in that sense. The vaping's a separate issue, and that's covered in the e-cigarette regulations that are coming into play this year. I do agree. There's a real concern for rangatahi taking up vaping, and it's something that we've really got to get on top of. So, you know, regulating the availability of vapes. I mean, it'll be fair to say within tobacco control, there's different views on the role of e-cigarettes and things like that, but you know, certainly for our rangatahi, there is good evidence coming through that they are taking it up. Having said that, this bill is specifically about the smoked tobacco, and so it doesn't cover the vapes. You know, that's already covered in the regulations.
Okay, well, we'll move away from the vaping then. So what is the game changer exactly? Or well, what are we going to see that will be a winner, you know, that will really win the heart and soul of a wahine Māori?
Well, I'm not sure that I think the thing that's really important, I think, to win the heart and soul of wahine Māori is obviously to see their faces as part of the decision-making process. So a big part of the plan is strengthening Māori governance and tobacco control, so having our voices in there. And we've got some really awesome wahine Māori representing us as well, like Sela Hart from Hāpai to Hauora, heaps through the Motu. So having our faces there, I think the big measures in the plan, which we, you know, if we want to achieve this goal, they need to be in there. Things like removing most of the nicotine from smoke tobacco products. We've done surveys and there's actually really, really good support for that sort of thing. It sort of takes away the addictive link between cigarettes and then the smoke that you inhale with it. So that would have a huge impact. But you know, our research tells us that there's quite good support for that one in particular, as well as reducing retail availability of tobacco.
Again, these are initiatives that have been tried before. Why would these ones be any different? Well, the actual strategy has, or the parts of the strategy sound like they've been done before. What has changed is the time and perhaps some of the faces.
I'd disagree. I'd say that I think having strengthened Māori governance is a thing that we need to really always work at in any part of health or in our well-being. But some of the measures, you know, particularly ones I just mentioned around taking the nicotine out of tobacco products and reducing the retail availability. It's more available than, you know, a lot of other consumable products. That's never been tried anywhere. So the whole world's kind of watching us. Our Indigenous partners and other countries are really, really interested in how we can address this. So this is a real game-changing, world-leading plan if it goes through as it was presented in its draft form.
Very good. So can you walk us through and give us a little bit more detail around this?
So the plan is, this is the draft form, so we're not sure what's going to Cabinet next week. I think it's going next week. But it really recognises, for us as Māori, it recognises the ethnic the inequities that's caused by smoking for Māori and other and Pacific peoples. And so it's about addressing that. It's about getting our smoking rates, which is far too high at the moment. Like I said, it's 31% for Māori, 11% for Europeans. Getting it down, you know, to 5% or lower. A big thing is about recognising that to do this, we need a really strong system, and part of that is having strong Māori voices in the decision-making roles in government, but at all levels. You know, things like having, you know, some of the key things is reducing the appeal of cigarettes. So that's the main one for us in there, is taking most of the nicotine out of smoked tobacco, so it's not addictive. Other things like removing some of the nasty additives that they put in cigarettes, like flavourings, like preservatives, stuff that enhances the way our bodies take up nicotine. These things, these aren't natural products. These are manufactured things that the industry has created to, you know, hook us on the addiction. Greatly reducing access to the availability of tobacco. There are some measures around making sure that having a minimum price on tobacco products, we don't have sort of cut price tobacco available. And then as an adjunct to all that, if we're going to sort of, you know, introduce these things, we recognise, you know, it's recognised that, you know, we need to support those people who can't quit or need support, and so greatly important, you know, improve things like cessation support for those people that need it. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a network of cessation support throughout the country, in particular Māori support for Māori cessation services. Other things like mass media campaigns, just to raise awareness of why we need to do these sorts of things. So I'd say that's the plan in a nutshell, as we saw it in April.
So cessation programs, and there are some there, and some, mm-hmm. and they're being taken up, absolutely. Are there any other Indigenous initiatives, whether they be global or ones that have been innovations here in Aotearoa, programs, quit smoke programs, that can be used here, whether they come from overseas, any new innovative programs?
For cessation, I think we have some world-leading programs here. We've got, you know, huge investment support from, a lot of our Māori health providers in the communities. Providing regional stop smoking support, one-on-one support. We do have, the quit line as well for people who, won't be able to or don't want to talk to people in face-to-face. There are sort of, there's the therapies like nicotine replacement therapy and other therapies available as well. And there's various programs that are running through the country. So I think, we do pretty good. We could always do better, especially if this, if these measures are passed, then obviously demand will go up. So we need to be able to, react to that demand and make sure that our community, providers doing these services are able to sort of meet that demand and they don't, that they can continue doing their good work.
Has there been any discussion or any kōrero around cessation programs that also include, and I'm sure there are, absolutely, but I'm just wondering whether or not there has been any success with, rather than have cessation programs for smoking and then one for alcohol and then one for drugs, whether or not there has been some success, rate of success of cessation across all of the drugs and alcohol together.
It's not really my space, but I'd say I don't think there has been a lot. There's probably, because they cross over, I think there's probably links, but whānau ora is in a space that can sort of support people who need, some multiple sources of support, but integrated programs like that, I haven't heard a lot about those ones, sorry.
Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon, and again, aroha mai for the technical issues and